Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. After hearing my podcast on stress, one of my friends rightfully pointed out that stress in and of itself isn't necessarily bad. Stress is life. All of life consists of stresses. It's how we handle these that makes the difference relative to health and behavior. And he's absolutely right. We can see evidence of this in something as simple as studies of animals in laboratory settings. It's extremely rare when they can do something to a group of laboratory animals and they all respond the same way. And studies that have been done on laboratory animals versus street animals indicate that those two populations respond in a different way too. And that makes sense if you think about it. Whether consciously or subconsciously, laboratory animals are often bred to be more compliant. Whereas animals who survive on the street have to develop a certain amount of self-confidence and self-control in order to do that. So it's not the stress, per se, that's the problem. It's how we respond to it. We all know people who, when they hit their 30th birthday or their 50th birthday, think the world has ended. Compare that to the joy of a little kid looking forward to her 4th or 6th or 7th birthday. They are all agog. But some of them might be so excited, they throw up their cake and ice cream. So stress is normal, but how we handle it varies. What does this mean to our animals? Well, the nature of the human-animal bond is such that if we're stressed, they will be too. When problems arise is when stressors that we accept are unacceptable to our animals, or vice versa. So, for example, suppose we like really, really loud music and lots of company. We have a constant stream of people coming in and out of our house. And not only that, we're great dog lovers, so they're all bringing their dogs, too. And we love it. We love every minute of it. If we automatically assume that anything we enjoy, our pets will enjoy, that's not so good. Some animals might, and some animals might not. There are a lot of cats out there, and more than a few dogs, that are more solitary to semi-solitary in nature. And when they start seeing all those people and animals come in, they might greet them or they might just disappear. As long as we accept that, as long as we don't see it as a personal affront to us, that the animal can't handle the stress, everything is fine. But if we become stressed, negatively stressed, distraught, frustrated, angry, because the animal perceives what we perceive as a positive experience as a negative one, then that's not so good. So the bottom line is that stress is normal for us and all other members of the animal kingdom. What we need to keep in mind is that we don't impose our ideas of what we consider a positive stress on others. If we find that what passes for normal activity results in an animal who is physically or behaviorally uncomfortable in some way, then we need to recognize that animal doesn't perceive that situation the same way we do. And under those circumstances, we have to care enough to either allow the animal some respite, some way to get away from that stressor and into a more secure environment, or we have to work with that animal to build that animal's confidence in him or herself and in us so the stressor is no longer threatening. If the concern for and relationship with the animal is there, that's not a lot to ask.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmalani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.